Blog Talk Radio.
Recording in
out
progress.
With the real estate agent before we bought it.
You had
and they
to.
Were like, here's the amenities. It's like, okay, thank you. Now I'll definitely use this.
And you, I mean, you know, you Liar. Definitely don't look like someone who's never been to a gym.
It's true. Thank you. It's the first, like,
such a great
earnest thing Lonnie has said on the show. I appreciate that it's something in favor of me.
I don't think I know it's a joke, but you do look like more in shape than, I wouldn't say you look in shape, but you look more in shape than someone who has never been to a gym in their life. You don't look fat or anything.
Yeah, I agree. That's what keeps me from going to the gym. I'm like, well, it's clearly not that bad. I don't look like morbidly obese yet. When that happens, I'll try. It'll be too late, but that's when maybe I'll go. But probably
you did used to have a treadmill though in your room, so you didn't
that's
really
true.
Need.
I had
gym
like an exercise bike
for
a minute. I had a Wii Fit when I lived with Rob.
You use any of those?
Stairmaster. You had a Stairmaster.
I do not have.
You
a
had a Nordic Tract and the Ab Cruncher.
I had a urinary tract, not a Nordic tract.
I said what? Use the
you
game sheet.
You had a urinary tract? Is it gone?
Yeah, I sold it. During
it's
the pandemic, times were tough.
Should use the game genie on the Wii Fit. So I never had to do it. Locked all the no activity codes.
I just paid someone else to do it and cheat to Seth.
He's a cheat code.
This guy
so
named Gene.
I was going to say, like, during, you know, the height of the quarantine, like maybe July or so last year, Sid and I were talking about, like, how I can't go to the gym anymore. And you mentioned that you had a gym in your building. And I was like, I'd be glad to, like, go over there and work out with you. And, you know, we can, you
yeah.
know.
Well, during the for, like, the height of the pandemic, it was closed. I think they only, like, reopened it within the last few months. But I haven't used it since then. But, you know,
I can't even imagine the comedy of Darren and Sid going to the gym together and Darren, like, spotting Sid.
There's no – that gym doesn't have anything where spotting would be required. There's, like, bikes and, like, treadmills. That's it.
Oh, I thought it had, like, simple, like, weight machines. And
there
stuff.
Might
the cardio room.
There might be, like, free weights, like a couple of, like, you know, Jack LaLanne-style free weights, but nothing mm-hmm. – beyond that. One room.
I totally knew this is what would happen to the show once Noah left, is that you guys would just talk about, like, what you bench.
Yeah,
but and like
0.0
all toxic
and like protein shakes and the shake weight.
Well,
and
we mentioned the new name earlier in the mm-hmm. show. The one that we have, like, as the fallback is the Barstool Livecast.
Okay.
So
right.
That's the direction
that's
we're taking
taken.
Things.
We have to look through the copyright issues for that first.
It's but. Barstool with six O's, so that way they can't, like, sue us or anything.
We used to talk about Mike Portnoy. Now we'll talk about Dave Portnoy. It's not that big of a difference, really.
Our other possible new name is the Joe Rogan Experience.
Right.
Considering that as the new title for the podcast. But let's talk about what Chuck brought up at the beginning of the show and the classiest story of the week, which is Brassigan. Lonnie, I'm glad you're here for this one.
Have you heard about this, Lonnie? It's been sweeping the nation this week, this story.
What is this?
Oh, we talked about this on Sunday. I showed you the video.
It's soaking the nation.
Oh, the peeing time.
Yeah.
Yes, the vocalist of Brassigan. Now, Brassigan, to be clear, they are a band that made their whole career kind of going viral in the last few years by doing covers of hard rock songs with brass instruments.
Have you ever covered them on Metal Injection before? Because
yes,
I don't remember ever
time.
Hearing about them.
Absolutely.
All the
yes.
time. Okay.
Yeah, we've covered all of their covers. Like I said, they went viral. They got us a lot of traffic back in the day.
Not compared to now, I bet.
Definitely not compared to now. This is easily our highest traffic story of the year.
Of the year?
Really?
Of the year. Yes, that's how stupid the internet is.
Well, because people want to see a woman pissing.
Did you break the story, Rob?
Something broke. But
people want to see a woman pissing, and we just let Noah leave the podcast. That's how stupid we are.
I was so sad. I was like, oh, this, if any story was ever made for Noah, it was this story right here. Maybe we'll get her to do like a voicemail to give her a take on this. But so anyway, so they went so viral, this band, with their covers, that they got invited to play this big festival in Daytona last week. Welcome to Rockville. And I believe it was one of their first out-of-state performances. They're from New York. And this girl, the singer, Sophia...
The woman. Come on.
Eurista. This woman.
And I just want to say something. 3/5 of the word urine is in her last
name.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
She's a urine barista.
Oh, my goddamn joke.
I
bastard.
Know.
I should have known.
What happens when you're slow? Maybe go to the fucking gym once in a while. And
God damn it.
Hit the joke treadmill, Sid.
Yeah.
She kept saying during the whole show, like, man, I really, really got to go pee, according to reports. She kept exclaiming.
What fun stage banter.
She kept exclaiming how she really had to pee. And then I guess she said she needed to go now and asked the crowd if there were any volunteers who would like to receive her pee. And sure enough, there was in fact a volunteer, a man, and he comes up on stage. I think we're gonna watch this clip, because at first I thought maybe we might get banned off YouTube, but it's all over YouTube, so I think it's
the uncensored.
Yeah,
it's not that explicit either. It's like,
yeah, I want to be clear. There's going to be a urine showed very quickly, very soon. So if it's not your thing, you're watching the video version on the Patreon or the live stream, look away.
I mean, I'm fine seeing
urine.
We're going
to see it from this video, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, just want to be clear.
Do you need to go pee a lot, Lonnie? Are you going to urinate on camera?
I did not say that.
Okay, just making sure. All right, so here's the clip. So the guy's coming up on stage. And I have to say, the first time I saw this, this is the most thrilling video I've ever seen. Because I'm like, is she really going to do it? And I saw the headline already, so I know the answer. But I'm just like, why? And then I was like, well, maybe it'll just be like a few drops.
Oh.
Here we go.
She's doing a Rage Against the Machine song?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I stopped at the wrong moment.
Oh, my God.
Now, for our audio listeners, this gentleman is lying on his back, face up, and looking essentially at her vagine and her pee hole. And
probably also her butthole.
And her butthole. And she is squatting over him as if there is an invisible toilet between the two of them. And
he's the
then, and then he is he's the receptacle.
He's the human
clear.
Urinal.
and then here it goes.
I like the like trumpet player behind her that's just like looking at it.
And then like it is a waterfall of urine. I was like, whoa! And to be clear, so much. He's basking in it. He's like shaking his head, but like you know when you first get in the shower and you want to wet your face, like that's how he's reacting.
It's refreshing.
I don't know.
It's so refreshing.
An instant of regret in there once he.
Oh no, there is no regret.
He gets up, but he seems like he's charged up.
And I think what's most impressive, she is like she keeps singing the whole time. No. And I thought of you, Sid, here, because I know you've talked about how you have stage fright. Uh-huh. Can you imagine having to pee in front of
on a literal
thousands,
stage?
On a literal stage in front of tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of people.
No.
I want to point out, Darren, you mentioned, he looks like he's regretting. Here's what happened immediately after. This is the guy who was peed on.
Uh-huh.
He picks up some of the pee and starts throwing it in the crowd.
Asshole. I didn't opt into this. This shit off.
Yeah. Was she yelling at him to get the fuck off the stage?
Yeah,
she goes, get the fuck off the stage.
She's like Chuck Berry.
Yeah, he's
made that way so much money.
He's covered in urine. That's disgusting. She should get out of there immediately.
He had to walk around the festival for the rest of the night.
Well, so did everybody else. He dumped piss on everybody in the first 17
No,
rows.
No, there's enough space. There's enough. So he probably only got like a security guard or two. With the festivals, there's a big gap between the crowd and the.
There's a big gap somewhere.
Did you see that guy's jacket, though? He didn't smell good anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Florida.
So this video has spawned many reactions, and some of them are like, some people are like myself, thought it was hilarious.
Oh.
Not into it sexually, I'm more into it from a, like, this is nuts. Well, it's pee.
Yeah.
The pee isn't stored in the nuts, not for the ladies at least. But a lot of people are disgusted, and like some people like want her arrested. There's a police report has been filed in Daytona. There's an investigation happening. The band has already gave an apology. Like I can imagine
what's to investigate. It's all on video.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
It's a pretty easy investigation.
The rule is it's illegal to expose sexual organs in public or on the private premises of another, or so near thereto as to be seen from such private premises in a vulgar or indecent manner. Now, I think the way she exposed herself was very decent. Most of the crowd did not see her vagina.
I didn't see her vagina.
Yeah,
was
me
it
neither.
Shown in that picture?
No.
In that video?
I saw it.
That's on your own time.
Jim Morrison? Twitter, so I just went on Twitter, and then there it was.
Wow. I didn't know.
Like, some people are like, this was assault, but it's like, it's not assault when the person is totally cool with it and volunteered.
Right. Has the guy come out and release a statement?
No. It's very sad that the piss pig has not been identified.
The piss pig?
Why is he a piss pig? He's a consensual. It wasn't like a domination thing. He just maybe likes...
That's
maybe,
what they're called.
Maybe
the
he's
person who receives,
topping her
the person who
she
receives the urine. No. The top is the pisser.
Doesn't have to be. What if you're pissing
yes,
an active submission?
Rob is very rigid about
the urinator is the dominant.
Rob, I think you have very heteronormative views on pissing in someone's face.
What if he's a bossy bottom?
My water sports views are very outdated.
Yeah. Check your privilege.
The water exhibition.
Check your piss privilege.
She is going to be the number one pick in my fantasy water sports draft, though.
Cool.
That easily.
Well, this is the most publicity this fan has ever had, and they issued an apology. It's so funny. At first, they wrote, like, we're still processing this. We're truly sorry. This isn't who we are as a band.
I don't care about them again.
Yeah.
They deleted that and eventually said Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected, and it's not something you'll see again in our shows. Well, there goes the rest of their fan base.
Yeah, fuck that.
But it's insane how this is the only way to get publicity for your band in 2021, because this is everywhere. Every music outlet covered this. TMZ, this was on Jesus and Marrow. I saw it all over the place. Any entertainment show covered this.
But that statement from the band makes it sound like, to me anyway, that they didn't know she was going to do this. Did they not know she was going to do it?
No, she didn't know she was going to do this. It's not like it was a premeditated thing. She just had to pee. It kept joking around and
you could say that, but then that was actually a plan without telling anybody.
Have you seen the set list? Does it say pee on dude's face? Like third song?
She pissed and it made all the ink run, so we'll never know what it is.
Man.
Part of the plan.
They do that song on the set list?
Is that a song?
That's I think it's a Guns N' Roses song from one of the Use Your Illusions.
Ah, well then maybe. They should. What songs do they cover, Rob, other than that Rage Against the Machine song?
They do Tool, The Pot. They do Rusty Cage. They do a lot of Tool, actually. They've done Stink Fist, Enema, War Pigs by Black Sabbath. They do Take the Power Back. They have some original songs.
So let me ask you this question.
Alice in Chains, Rooster.
There's a lot of bands that like for instance, Rocket from the Crypt. If you get a tattoo inspired by the band, you get permanent free access to all their concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Will this band and others consider doing a deal where if you let us piss on you, you get free access to all of our concerts going forward?
Well, I believe that's the R. Kelly deal. That's called the R. Kelly deal.
Oh, no.
No? That seems like a double punishment anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, honestly, all I've ever heard of this band is the 10 seconds from that clip, so I have no idea. And that just sounded like a Rage Against the Machine cover. Like, it didn't sound good or bad.
I mean, it's very much a gimmick. But it's a gimmick that works, I think.
Now they have two gimmicks to choose from.
Why do they just have one?
Start that OnlyFans up. She could take requests of what song to sing while she pisses on camera. People pay a lot of money for that. Not me. I'm not into piss. But I'm sure there's a market.
What if they like request that she eat asparagus before doing this or whatever, you know?
It's good for you.
Then she should go to jail if they do that.
Yeah, if it's with asparagus. That's probably what they're investigating. They want to know what was in the buffet backstage.
Have you no decency, madam?
Oh, man. So how many referrals, Rob, did you get from piss websites this week? Did you do a final tally?
I did notice I started somebody shared a link on the forum Piss Fans.
Mm.
Look at the full URL. You can look yourself.
But. Does that affect your algorithm in any way, or is it just the same as from what you usually browse?
It's a private forum, so there's no SEO boost or negation.
Piss Fans is private?
I did see the referral. Yes. Yeah, I mean, you got to register to see the content.
I've actually just scheduled my SEO booster for 10 days from now. So I think everyone, to just for protection, that extra protection, everyone should go get their SEO booster.
Rob gets that every year.
That's not how that works.
You're one of those. You're one of those.
Yeah.
Maggot dork. If he did get his
SEO... Sorry about the woke mob.
It's true. PC police. If Rob did get the...
Look, I'm all about organic boosters. No SEO boosters. What about our content will be boosted organically as far as I'm concerned.
If Rob had an SEO booster, he wouldn't be behind Metal Injection Molding still after like 20 years.
That is a lie, and you know it. We are way above Metal Injection Molding.
I checked lately.
So, wait, what did I want to mention? You threw me up. Oh, well, I wanted to...
Metal Injection Molding. Oh,
hit him where
God.
It hurts.
Apoplectic.
Wait, did I throw you off with the booster thing? I just like to be the one that throws you off. I feel like that's why I'm here.
Off a bridge.
I didn't say that part. That's not my sentiment. I'd rather be a tall building.
Well, I was talking about the negative feedback that this poor band got.
Poor band. I mean, they kind of brought it on themselves.
Well, one of them. I mean, and she brought it on another guy. Go on, Robert. Oh, yeah.
Well, and one thing I kept seeing, and I wanted to bring it up here and get your takes on it, is people kept going like, the people that would allege that this is assault or whatever, being like, imagine if the roles were reversed, implying if a male musician invited a woman up on stage to pee on her. Mm-hmm. How would the world react?
But it wasn't that. So.
Yeah.
Different.
I mean, yeah, it probably would be more negative, but that's not what this was, so.
Yeah, that's kind of my feeling on it, too. Like, oh, yeah, it would be weirder, but that's not what happened.
But
so
it should be weirder. Like, that contains baggage that this doesn't have, you know?
Yeah.
So it should
and
be
also,
a double standard.
It would have been more difficult for the guy to do it without, like, fully exposing his cock and balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even just that would have been more legally
problematic.
Well, that's
not true. He could just face the back of the stage.
Yeah, I suppose. But then you still might see, like, the balls dangling. Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, take it out through the underwear hole.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, never mind.
But it would still be a cover band that nobody gives a shit about. It wouldn't be like, it's not like Bret Michaels hasn't done this, you know, like didn't do this like every week in the late 80s. You know what I mean? But just not on stage, I guess.
I mean, Chuck Berry, that was his favorite thing.
Oh, man.
We played it on the show before.
Kissy, you got pee on your face. They should do Chuck Berry covers going forward.
Yeah, just to be clear, Lonnie, one of the best moments in celebrity sex tape history in my life was watching the Chuck Berry sex tape. So he pees on this woman, right? And he's like, oh, you like that, don't you? And she's like, yeah. And he goes like, do you want me to kiss you? And this is right after he peed on her. And she's like, yeah, kiss me. And he goes, I ain't gonna kiss you. You got piss on your face.
I got
her up and knocked her down. Gold.
Owned.
Legendary. Pure legend. So,
hold that L.
Liquid. Hold that liquid on your face. That lady's probably dead by now. That was a long time ago.
Wasn't she younger than him in that video?
But even still, it's probably like 30 years ago. And, like, I mean, if that's how you make your living, you're probably not living the healthiest lifestyle. She probably wasn't going to the gym either.
That piss might have killed her. Yeah, very insanitary.
It's true. Do you think they mentioned that during the funeral, that that was, like, one of her accomplishments?
Do you think they left that as the cause of death?
It's on the tombstone.
Roll over, Beethoven.
Chuck Berry's urine was, like, so full of drugs and stuff that she OD'd. He pissed on her so much that for, like, the next year, they used her face as a piss test for him whenever he needed to.
No wonder he got banned from the NFL.
Oh, didn't know he was also in the NFL.
He wasn't. He got banned.
Could have been. What could have been? He could have been in Canton, Ohio right now.
Should the band have apologized? What do you think? Or should they just have let it go?
Well, I guess it inherently depends on whether you think they did anything wrong.
Do you think she did anything wrong?
I probably don't think she did anything morally wrong, but I don't necessarily think I want to see that at a show when I'm going there to just see music. I think it's more on the annoying side. I don't think it's like morally wrong to piss on a man who asked to be pissed on. I don't think there's anything like morally reprehensible about it, but you know, can you leave that out of the show and just play some fucking music? Probably yes. Yeah. I would say that in that sense, yes, they should apologize.
Go ahead, Dan.
I would say I don't think that's what the apology smacked of. I think it was more like apologizing for being rude or whatever, which is stupid.
I feel like they should have commented on it at the very least. I don't know if they need to apologize. Because I feel like the person who wrote the apology was not the lead singer. And if anyone needs to apologize, it's her. I don't know that the intern or the roadie or the fucking trumpet player needs to type up an apology. If she wants to say one directly, great. Otherwise, like, they could have just been like, well, that happened. How was everybody else's Tuesday night? Like, that something silly like that and just move on.
Well, what if the manager or the publicist was like, hey, you guys have to apologize? And she's like, I have nothing to apologize for.
But she didn't say that either. Did she? I don't know. Maybe she...
No. But, like, I'm saying this is now in the you know, behind the curtain kind of conversation that, like, she's like, I refuse to apologize. So that's why the band then went ahead and apologized because she doesn't think she did anything wrong.
Yeah, if I was in that band and she did that shit, and why would I? I wouldn't participate in that.
If she has the courage of her convictions, then she should quit the band. If they apologized against her will, then she's the victim.
Some sort of apology is pretty normal. I mean, if this happened at like a party, and some, you know, lady did this, like, the next day, I'm sure she'd wake up and be like, I probably shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry, you know, people at the party that, like, I did that and you had to see that. I don't really know what I was thinking. Like, that doesn't seem
would
like
that. Would
that
be like an email
blast? Their apology was pretty funny. That what?
Would that be an email blast? How would that apology come through?
There was already one sort of blast.
Pisser.
Yeah, it would be an email blast.
You guys, you know me. That's not me.
It'd be like, well, you know, Lindsay apologized for, you know, peeing on Harold. And so, like, we'll invite her back next year and we'll just see how it goes. And,
so,
like,
wait, it wasn't even her party?
Control.
It wasn't even her party?
It was not her party. No.
Oh, then for sure she has to apologize.
Yeah, it was not her party. Yeah, it was not
I
her
thought
place.
It was Lindsay's
not her
party.
This band doesn't live at this venue either, I don't think.
But it was their set, so that sort of counts for
it's
that moment.
It's not their stage.
It is now probably.
That work there are not under their employ.
It's their stage by default. No one else wants to perform.
Now, that's the thing. They were not the headline band. It was the headline.
Really? At a big music festival?
Cypress Hill, I believe, was the headliners that night.
Who was?
Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill.
Okay. Did they slip around in the piss after?
Well, apparently she cleaned up the piss area after the – that was the last song of the set, and then she cleaned it up. But – like
there is
something very
you can't understand. Whoa! Falls on his ass.
It's B real, not P real. Come on, guys. That's all I got. That's it. That's all.
That's all you got?
I'm out. I'm all tapped out like she was at the end of her set. Are they calling in to the show next week, Rob? Have you booked that interview yet?
Brass Against? No, they're currently not doing any interviews for the foreseeable future.
I see what you're saving them for Squared Circle piss, aren't you? Sorry, I lied. I had one more. I had one. Now I'm done.
All right. Let's move on from the piss.
Why do you have ice cream in the background? What's the deal with the ice cream?
I like ice cream, too.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I feel like not enough people talk about soft serve ice cream. Everyone's all about the pints of Ben and Jerry's. Oh, no! Soft serve or bust.
I thought it was maybe like a two girls, one cup reference.
Oh.
So we're talking about a woman peeing on someone who's like, you know, sort of tangentially related.
It probably was subliminally. I think you nailed it, Darren, there, and psychoanalyzing Rob and why we have that fucking disgusting background now that you've explained it. So thanks. Soft serve ice cream.
I mean,
basically,
yeah.
God's pee.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be good?
Maybe.
It's like, no, it's the waste of God. That it's coming out of God. So it's like what he's getting rid of, you know, to stay pure. So it's like,
yeah.
Finally.
Hey, what did you want to say, Rob?
Well, I wanted to talk about Ace Frehley.
Oh,
now,
no.
Ace Frehley, former guitarist of Kiss. And I just want to say, we've all seen the Family Guy episode with Kiss, their Christmas special, and how, like, on Family Guy, Ace Frehley is... You guys didn't watch Family Guy back in the day?
I don't remember this. Maybe if you
remember, he was, like, portrayed as a special needs person on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, rock and roll, Ace Frehley, bye-bye.
Okay.
And so I feel like that might be more accurate than I thought. It was. So we discussed Astroworld last week, and just as a quick recap, it was a hip-hop festival put together by rapper Travis Scott. Unfortunately, there was a trampling and a few people died, about 9 or 10 now.
I think it's
sadly.
Up to 10 now.
Yeah. Really tragic. And then there was immediately this like weird QAnon paranoia that this was all a big satanic ritual or some bullshit like that. And guess who believes it? Ace Frehley. So let's take a look at this Facebook message that Ace Frehley shares, where all your best paranoia can be received is on Facebook. So for our audio listeners, Ace Frehley posted a photo of his sock, a red sock with black type that says, "Not today, Satan." And I assume those are his hands, which have nail polish on them. And
it's doo-doo, baby.
Ace Frehley, the caption reads, "On tour with Monique and Lara." And then in regards to what happened in Houston, Texas, our prayers and prayer emoji go out to all the families who lost loved ones at the concert.
Dirty duty.
Ace continues. Seems like it was a, quote, satanic ritual, end quote, gone very wrong. I don't understand what that means. Seems like it was a satanic ritual gone very wrong. And then he continues, they'll be hell to pay. I think he meant there will be hell.
Yes,
I mean, there will be hell to pay. Now, if it's a satanic ritual, why would there be hell to pay? Isn't that a poor use of language?
Also, if 10 people died, isn't it a satanic ritual that went right? What went wrong? Like that not enough people died?
That's a great, if it was a satanic ritual and 10 people died, it went pretty right. Like what went wrong exactly?
Yeah.
If it were
also, why is that one sentence in title case?
They'll be held to pay.
Emphasis.
Maybe he's working on a new song title or an album name. And Ace continues, for everyone who let these kids die. Oh, they'll be held to pay for everyone who let those kids die. I guess that's one sentence.
Oh, so like, don't punish the satanic ritual organizers, just the people who stood around and didn't stop it, is what he said.
Yeah, and I want to point out, like, okay, if we take him at his word and he's serious and, like, he thinks this is a satanic ritual and children were allowed to die, this next thing negates all seriousness because it is an emoji of huffed face, like a emoji,
angry.
Like the blowing smoke out of your nose emoji, like like they do, like I'm mad, like,
indignant face.
Yeah, they'll be hell to pay. I'm mad emoji, and then you see the Christian symbol emoji, a heart emoji, a yin yang emoji, peace symbol, Star of David, menorah, and then the crescent moon emoji. And
Jews represented twice, Christiana only once, and the Muslims only once.
Yeah.
Well, Ace's accountant is Jewish.
Oh.
I don't know. We've covered this before, right? He's like, oh, how can I be anti-Semitic? My accountant is Jewish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll pull up that quote in a moment. But he ends, all people of every faith and religion.
Oh,
so every faith and every religion.
Both of those things, yes.
Should band together to stop this from ever happening again in America. It could happen elsewhere, just not in America. God bless.
Well, let's be real about what can be controlled. Like, just the world, it's just too much.
Ace's power doesn't reach across our borders.
Yeah, I'm okay with that part.
That's a Christian African-American God knows what.
So, yeah. You'd think Ace would be in favor of Satanism.
This is what blows my mind. Kiss were like one of the first bands I guess not one of the first. It goes back forever. But like Satanic Panic, like if anybody understands how bullshit Satanic Panic is, you would think it would be a member of fucking Kiss who were accused. The name was accused of being nice in Satan's service.
Yeah,
the
but they weren't really.
Like swastikas.
They weren't really doing Satanism, Rob. These people are. That's what you don't understand.
He was just play-acting to prepare us for the real battle. Like Marilyn Manson, who's also Christian now, I guess. They're all jumping off the ship. All the rats are leaving the ship.
Oh, so I'm sorry. So here's the Ace Frehley line. He didn't say my accountant's Jewish. He goes, my fiance's Jewish. How can I be anti-Semitic? Is he out of his mind? 40 years in the music business, I worked alongside Jewish people my whole life. And
my favorite metal blogger is Jewish. Did he say that?
No, he didn't.
No, I'm sorry.
He was Jewish.
I do always confuse my fiance with my accountant.
Well, she's a CPA. He married a CPA, so.
Not married yet, just fiance.
Well, how old is this quote?
This quote is from 2014.
So they've got, I would hope, either married or broken up. I wish she thought better of it, one or the other.
No, they're married now. Yeah, I know. I believe they're married.
So did she continue the PA practice, or did he make her quit? Just be a housewife?
This I don't know for sure.
Does he make her walk around with a scheidel because he loves Jews so much? He's a knight in Shlomo's service. How much he loves Jews. He's a big fan.
R.I.P. Shlomo. Mm-hmm. Do you think he was one of the people who died in Astro World?
Oh, no, I hope not. He's a little too old for that crowd, actually. Isn't he like 30 now?
I don't know that it's too old. How old is Travis Scott?
Well, the Travis Scott fans tend to be like, you know, Gen Zs, right?
Maybe Shlomo's taking one of his kids?
Age of the people were like 14 to 27, so.
I guess Shlomo could be at the top end of that.
Yeah. He was already in Texas for that QAnon JFK gathering. And then he had some downtime.
He definitely did espouse that at one point, but I think didn't he recant and like once he was like sort of like verging on a communist the last time we talked to him.
I haven't seen him on social media, heard anything from that kid since the last time he called into the show.
Yeah, just from the last time he called in the show, and I think he popped into our chat for a few minutes like once after that. Like,
in the Discord?
Right after. I thought, didn't we still have the regular chat?
Oh,
then?
Okay, maybe.
And
that was a long time ago. God.
He was like an anarcho-communist. He was like had some very hard-defined ideology that...
Yeah, I vaguely remember that as well. I backed your intuition here, Tara.
Thank you, Rob.
Shlomo, tell us where you stand.
Yeah, please. He did a hard left. I know that for a fact.
He was probably hearing impaired in the right ear, so he went left just for convenience sake.
Yeah, the equilibrium was thrown off and his whole politics changed. Whatever was lodged in his ear for those 15 years, it just dislodged. And then somehow got stuck in the other ear. Kind of just like a Twilight Zone episode.
Balance it out. It's like the crayon up Homer's nose.
Good reference.
Thank you.
Well, while we're talking about Kiss, Paul Stanley's sister, I want to talk about her as well.
Lovely woman.
Oh, no, Gene, keep your hands off.
Strictly platonic.
So Paul Stanley's dad died earlier this month.
Travis Scott concert?
No.
Satanic.
Okay.
He was 101 years old.
God damn.
So led a full life.
Do we know what his name was?
William Eisen.
That's very disappointing.
He had Paul Stanley when he was 11? That's so weird.
How old is Paul Stanley? Let's see. How
Late
old
60s,
is Paul Stanley
I would
claim
guess?
To be? 69.
Nice. Oh, but he's claimed that like his entire life just for the joke.
Gene Simmons, 72. Ace Frehley, 70. Peter Criss, 75.
Okay, that sounds right.
So his sister claims that she found out that her dad died through Paul Stanley's Facebook message. And she said that my brother Paul Stanley has always been an opportunistic, self-serving bastard. He slandered our entire family in his epic sob story, Face the Music, and was recently quoted as saying that he, quote, didn't care if my father died. My father, with whom I was very close, passed away yesterday. I was not informed of this, however, when I called the hospital because my brother failed to inform me. He also tried to poison my father against me, telling him that I planned on ripping him off for lots of money. I hope he goes to hell.
Oh. I like how she, in all that shit talk, she still managed to plug his book. Like, she didn't have to name what the fucking title of the book was, but she threw the, it's like,
in
did Paul Stanley write that for her?
In his epic stop story, Face the Music, available now on Amazon Books and Kindle.
Yeah, right. Like, what the fuck? Why would you throw that shout out in there? That doesn't make any sense.
She elaborated, in the comments of her post, she elaborated that while Stanley was very giving financially, emotionally, he was nowhere to be found, saying that Stanley has, quote, helped me tremendously with money, but cannot give of himself in any way. Because of his celebrity, he has been coddled and forgiven for unacceptable behavior.
I don't see what the issue is. If I was related to Paul Stanley, all I'd want is his money and for him to stay the fuck away from me too. Like,
yeah,
that seems like a win-win.
Sure.
It seems, it's very weird that she would just call him out publicly like this.
What's she look like? Does she look like, do we have a picture? Does she look like Paul?
Let's see.
And what's her name?
Shlomo.
Julia Eisen.
Let's see a picture.
Yeah.
Love it. Very superficial here. It's going to change my whole opinion on this if she's attractive.
It might change Gene Simmons' opinion at least.
Yes. Yes. I tried. It didn't work. Strictly platonic now.
So it looks like Paul Stanley in a wig. I mean, the resemblance is strong.
I see it.
She's I don't
got
know
like
why.
A hoodie on or something.
Why does she have her hoodie? Yeah, why? Oh, man. Oh, she looks even worse in this picture with the fucking Steven Van Zandt bandana. What the fuck is... let's hear some of these fire takes. Do we have any videos of her? Has she ever encountered racism on the subway that she got worked up about, perhaps?
She's going to be in the sequel to Many Saints of Newark.
There are videos. Let's see.
Rob, can you log in while we're at it?
Yeah,
let's live.
So I've got my dude Jesus in the back here.
Oh God!
And I'm really sick. I don't know if I have this fucking virus or not. But ironically, I'm supposed to go in for the vaccine.
Is there a piercing
Saturday
on her lower lip?
So that I can see my.
Is that a face tattoo under
I've
her left eye?
Dude Jesus in the back here.
Yes,
and also
she has a septum piercing.
I'm really sick.
God damn.
I don't know if I have this fucking
virus. She's more rock and roll than her brother.
Tyler there.
Yes.
Oh, no. It's copyright.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
is it
going to
come through if it's like through this filter of her
speaker
in her room on a video?
Oh,
okay.
No.
Baby, is she going to pee on someone?
Her buddy Jesus.
What
in the back?
Fuck is happening?
This is like an interpretation of Maria Callas singing Get Lucky.
Her vocal cords are callous. Jesus Christ. Come to So clearly the axe she has to grind with her brother is that probably for the last 50 years she's been like, Paul, I'm such a good singer. Let me come on tour with your band. I could do backing vocals. It'd be great. And he's like, maybe next year. Ask me again in a year. We already have this tour set up. Sorry. And she's just mad because he shuns her incredible vocal talent.
Then I'm trying to listen to this.
All right, that's enough.
Could we have her
we got plenty lucky
as the new vocalist of Brass Against?
Maybe.
Why do they need a new vocalist? They're fine.
Does she still have the ability to take a piss?
She doesn't have the ability to stop herself from pissing. That's the problem.
That's good. But that is a problem because you might not get the guy under her vagina.
Not in time.
There needs to be like a roadie on standby. Now, don't use audience members anymore. Just have a guy on a little dolly and slide him under whatever she's going to give out.
She'll just throw her Depends into the crowd whenever she fills it up. You're excited for the meet and greet and just pass it off to the fans.
Do you remember that little toy from when you were a kid and you would like squeeze it and it would pop out of your hand, that little water snake thing? And that's what I picture her Depends going into the crowd. Is like,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Sounds like my weenus, though.
I'll try to find it online.
I definitely had something that I squeezed when I was a little kid.
Eddie.
What else you got for us, Robert?
What are you Googling? Like Darren's toys when he was a kid? Like what? How are you? What are you looking for? Are you typing away?
That was me. I was trying to find what I was referencing.
You were trying to find it. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're typing Darren's toys when he was a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alexa?
Well, I wanted to play this insane clip from the Laura Ingraham show. Normally, you know how much we love watching Fox News clips here on the Metal Injection Livecast. So, I almost can't believe this is real, but I think it is.
You mean whether it's a bit or whether it's
here you go.
Politics and all those woke storylines in so many shows today. You know, I was watching an episode of you where measles came up.
Wait. When did I mention measles?
I don't know. It was on you.
What was on me? What are you talking about? Right? Is Raymond even hearing what I'm saying? I never had the measles.
What's on you?
We never did a measles and vaccine episode. Is this a joke?
I know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was on you. It was on you.
I've never had measles. What are you talking about? It's stupid.
It was an episode of a show, Laura.
What's it called?
You.
What are
you
talking about?
It's called you.
I've never done a show on measles. I just completely give up.
Called You on Netflix.
There's a show called Laura Ingraham on Netflix.
Never mind. I'm moving on to Adele. I can't explain this to you. Singer had an open today.
I love that. I'm moving on to Adele? No.
Yeah.
Why would Laura Ingraham allow herself to look that stupid?
It just didn't seem real.
Yeah, I agree. I have to agree with Lonnie. I think that was just
let me have this, badly. Okay?
Point would be of her, yeah, I don't get why she would.
Why would she agree to
be
look
a dummy?
Like that?
Yeah. They're trying to go viral. They're trying to get a viral clip.
Why? She gets paid either way.
She just says racist shit and it goes viral.
She wanted to be on this show. Why did Abbott and Costello do that? Because it's entertaining. It's the same thing.
That's fair.
When he goes, I don't know, but that's one of the because that's from the bit. That's
the
Who's on First bit. That's my tip-off.
Has anybody actually watched that show?
What, Laura Ingraham or Abbott and Costello?
You!
I haven't watched it, no.
I know, I watch the live cast all the time. What do you mean?
God damn it, Rob.
I'm talking about you, Rob.
Yeah, let's get on to it.
That's a new name for the show, you?
Yes.
It might be.
What is you about?
We're workshopping it.
I don't know.
What am I about?
I've never seen it.
No, it's about like a guy that gets an obsession with one particular girl, and like he basically stalks her, from what I understand, like, but he develops relationships with them because he's a good-looking guy, and like, but in he's doing all this creepy stuff that they don't know about. So that's what I understand the show to be.
And they did a measles episode? That seems unlikely. But all right, sure.
Maybe they made that up too for their stupid bit.
Motherfuckers. And nobody's actually seen the show to correct them.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, oh yeah, I guess let's probably try Nigel's. Heard of that show?
I was under the impression the show was about a female sheep.
Oh my god!
I enjoy that brand of humor.
Rob, did you get that joke?
Many will recoil, but I enjoyed it.
No, Rob.
No, I didn't get it.
He wasn't listening.
Homophone humor. Homophone humor, Rob.
Rob's homophobic.
Homophobic. Episode title. Homophobic.
That might mislead people.
That's true.
They don't know that title, Rob.
I did want to mention, actually, I went to a theater. Mm-hmm. Night at the theater. Speaking of stage fright, I went to see the comedian Neil Brennan at the Cherry Lane Theater in the West Village.
What, one half of Brennan and Cars?
Oh my god, what a reference.
Or no.
He wishes. No. One half of the Chappelle Show.
Cool. Brennan and Carr, in case you don't know, is the Irish J2.
It's a good call.
It's a roast beef restaurant.
It's tasty. It's been too long since I haven't been there since the pandemic.
So I went to this theater. It's a small theater in Manhattan. Very nice, a very charming theater. And there's only one bathroom The theater seats like 100. There's one public bathroom. I get there pretty early, so I go up the stairs, and there's three people ahead of me walking up to this one bathroom, right? And it's a very odd bathroom because when you walk into the bathroom, there is a private stall with a door and then two urinals, right? Mm-hmm. So the first person to walk in is a man, and the second person is a woman.
Sophia Arista.
Oh, no.
Not Sophia Arista.
Pissed right on the floor.
And so I guess now the man sees the situation here, and he's like, oh, well, please, you use the stall. And then he's like, oh, I guess I'll use the urinal. But then he's like, oh, no, this is weird. I'm going to – and so he tries to leave the bathroom. But then the other woman who's now waiting outside is like, no, no, go ahead. Just use the urinal. So she kind of like guilt him into using the urinal. And then he's standing at this urinal forever. And now – and it made me think of Sid. I'm like, this would be Sid's worst nightmare, to be forced to stand at a urinal while there is a woman – also in the bathroom, sitting in the stall, not 2 feet away from you. Like, it was a very tight space.
No, I mean, if she can't see me and I can't see her, it wouldn't be an issue.
It would be okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was an issue for this guy because he was not going. And it was, like, to the point where I almost wanted to yell out, get the fuck out of the bathroom and I'll go. Because let's go. Like, I have no, like, I will do it. Like, let's do it. You know, like, if I got to pee, I got to pee.
Now, can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
Is it possible the guy actually had to take a shit and he was being polite and was just waiting for it to finish?
This is not the type of bathroom to take a shit in. In the sense of,
you gotta go, you gotta go.
But also that's true. Also, they were both taking so long that a giant line was made. The line is now 10 people deep. Mm-hmm. Because people keep walking, they want to pee before the show starts. But finally, I was able to do my business.
Good. One or two, Rob?
It was a number one. Well, so there were two urinals, so I went in, and then somebody joined me at the urinal next to me. And while we did not hold hands. I did not have stage fright. I did not peek over. It was a little awkward because I had to pass him as I was exiting, and it was a tight space, so I touched his butt.
Oh, on purpose?
With what?
No, just like with my leg.
No.
And my
do you
hand.
Ever, you mentioned looking
it.
Over. Do you ever look over? Or like just, you didn't this time? Or did you never...
Yeah, it's a good catch.
Yeah, just not this time.
You didn't really... say look. He said peek.
Yeah.
Peek over. The well, shorter is... look.
Meaning, yeah, like you're using stealth so you don't get caught peeking.
Right.
Sometimes looking is encouraged.
I can't say I've intentionally, but sometimes, you know, you just, your eye wanders and you see something that you weren't intending to see. Especially I find in those, like, in the communal bathrooms at, like, a concert venue where it's, like, 40 urinals in a row, you're going to see some dick. You can't avoid the eye contact.
With eye contact? Dick's not eyes, Rob. Was this a dancing dick?
P-hole kind of looks sometimes.
I've said too much.
The dicks have eyes. This is the new dancing.
Did you ever have a one-eyed wonder? Worm or whatever?
That's
what the movie Tremors was based on.
And that thing in Dune.
Oh, yeah. Duncan Idaho.
Yeah, see Dune, I haven't seen it yet.
It's all right. It's all right.
How do we go from this story to Dune?
Penis worms.
Yeah.
That's not what they were. That's a different movie altogether.
Yeah, penis worms were the missing link, the intermediary.
That's in Flesh Gordon.
Rob had penis worms, but he took antibiotics, cleared them right up.
That's good. Good to know.
I love that.
That's what that picture is behind you. It's your penis worms, and you yanked them out of yourself.
Ah.
I think it's a picture behind you.
Oh, no. That's him yanking the worms out.
Like a before and after. That ice cream is what you put next to your butthole to get the tapeworm to come out, and you smash it with a hammer.
I'm
just picturing Rob holding an ice cream cone to his ass.
Someone told me that when I was like in second grade, like a fourth grader came by and was talking about tapeworms and said that's how they literally get rid of tapeworms, and they did it to his dad. And we just all bought it. They just pick an apple and they stick it next to your butthole. The tapeworm comes out to take a peek, like to sniff at the food, and then they just fucking like pummel
what
it.
The hell did this kid walk in on his father doing that the father gave that as the explanation? Oh my God.
Looking
I like
back
that the tapeworm takes a peek like Rob does in the bathroom to the person next door.
Is the apple big enough to jump onto? Is it worth my time?
I got the impression that he was more like trolling us.
Yeah.
Looking back, like I believe it at the time, but yeah, I hope so. Considering your alternative.
Son, your dad just likes to fuck apples.
Fantastic.
Maybe they lived on an apple farm, and so there was a surplus of apples. You got to fuck something.
A lot of apple farms in Midwood? What are you talking about, Rob?
Wait a minute. You have to fuck something. You have to fuck inanimate objects if you're not getting laid.
What else could you possibly even do? If there's a tree that bears fruit, then you might as well stick it in an orifice.
How else will you live? What you PC police can do with your fucking inanimate object mandates, just enough already. Authoritarianism.
Rob, if you could fuck a fruit tree, what kind would it be?
The Iron Sheik. We just asked Noah about the wrestlers all the time, so that was my first answer.
I don't know. What's
big
tree.
All right.
Big tree.
No, I'm answering for Rob. I wouldn't answer this question for me. It's disgusting.
It's maple. It's got the holes from the sap, you know, when they take the sap out. It's already got a hole for you.
It used to get
I was just going to say, because like, you feel bad for figs. Nobody really cares about figs. No. So might as well get some action.
True. That's a very altruistic take on your part, considering that.
Well, no, I'm just saying that is what Rob's thinking.
If you say so.
Oh, my God. What else is going on? Got a little more time before we got to wrap things up.
Yeah, we got like another half a fucking hour. What are you
a little more
we're
time
done
now.
Already? What's
are we good?
Deal?
He's already winding down.
He's already decelerating.
Yeah, jeez. He's looking at that ice cream. He's hungry. He's already thinking about dessert, this fucking guy.
You're right.
What's for dinner, though? It's dinner time.
What are you having for dinner, Rob?
Some leftover pad thai I was going to heat up.
Put a little hot sauce on it or something. Something exciting.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. A little sriracha.
We can't hear you, Darren.
Oh, I said I might get some new pad thai now that you mentioned that.
Mm.
Nice. Lonnie?
Good.
I have no idea.
Lonnie, what are you having for dinner?
I don't know. I have a wife and she'll make something.
Oh.
I have no idea what it is. I haven't been upstairs in like 9 hours.
Do they know that you're still home?
It's not true. It's not been 9 hours. I'm exaggerating, but it's been a while. Yes, they know I'm still home.
It's not a missing persons case yet.
No.
No, no, it's fine. Well, you guys know where I am, maybe.
I've never been in that room in your house, so I wouldn't even know how to find you.
I couldn't.
Slept here for 3 weeks. No.
Really? Were there any nocturnal emissions conflicts?
Oh, no.
I wasn't in there.
Oh, okay. Good. Keep the peace. That could be when Sid becomes the front man of the Brass, whatever the fuck that band is called.
I just call up my friend's mattresses onto the stage and I just all over them. That's my trick.
Right.
Rob, your mattress is next.
Are there any mattresses
speaking of that, oh yeah, that's not what Rob's having for dinner. He said pad thai, not a soiled mattress.
Well, gotta save room for dessert.
On a Tuesday? No desserts.
You don't, no desserts on Tuesdays for
Rob
you?
Like
no.
Tuesday.
No.
Rob indulges a little bit.
Haven't deserved it yet.
What?
Haven't deserved it yet.
What day are you allowed to have dessert?
Maybe on a Saturday.
That exists.
Only if you've been good.
But you drink like dessert beers all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Not during the week. Also not during the week.
Mm.
God damn.
No beers during the week.
What?
Usually. Yes.
Since when? I don't even know you.
I don't know. A while.
What would consist of a dessert beer? Is it like an IPA? What kind of beer?
No, like that's literally what they're called. Like they're stouts that have maple syrup in it or vanilla or whatever.
Do we want to do that music tweet that I shared earlier with the group? Do we want to answer those questions?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
I don't think we have time. Rob wanted to leave. He said he had 3 more minutes.
Try not.
I didn't say that at all.
Part of our rebranding, the show is going to be 8 minutes. That's for Rob's, Rob's request.
We're going to be the Quibi of podcasts.
People like that amount of time for their in and their out. And that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Rob at that urinal.
It took him a while to get in. It took him longer to get in than he would have liked. It's not his fault.
I've heard that before.
Really?
Probably.
You're packing down there.
What?
Takes you too long to get in.
Well, no, I meant I heard that from Rob before.
Oh. How'd he know what you were doing?
No.
What? You heard it maybe from the Apple. Maybe you heard it from the Apple.
It definitely takes long to get in.
Good point.
Not a Macintosh. Maybe what a delicious one.
It's not delicious when he's done with it.
When a tapeworm's done with it.
We don't even want to talk about a Granny Smith.
Oh, no.
Don't be ageist now.
I don't know names of any other apples. I don't like
Honeycrisp.
E.G.
Fuji.
Cortland.
Fuji apple. There's a Fiji apple?
Man, that guy knows his apple.
Fuji.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yellow delicious. Apple. Red delicious.
Love a nice apple.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's hilarious, apple. But it is.
After dinner snack, you know? Don't eat junk. It's nice and sweet.
That's the one you deserve.
I like the texture.
Yeah.
Could have that on the Tuesday.
Well, there are apples that whose texture I really don't like. Like Granny Smiths are gross. I'm not a big fan of those. But Honey Crisp, wow, beautiful, delicious. Try it. It's not what you're accustomed to, probably. It's got like the snap of like a different sort of fruit. I can't really think.
Would you almost say it's crisp?
Yes, it's an accurate
name. Probably haven't had like just a straight up apple, not counting like apple pie or apple juice, but there's just a straight up apple since high school.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
We have a ton of apples here. You should have told me that.
No, thank you. I don't want your apples. You can keep them.
Fine.
I love
fuck you
then. Apples.
How did it take us that long to say that statement?
In my old age, I've found that, I'm allergic to apples now.
What? What happened?
Like, it just scratches my throat. It doesn't feel good. Like, I have to drink a lot of water.
Well, you got to take the stem off before you start biting on that shit. It's sharp.
Oh, I guess I've been doing it wrong.
So can you not have, like, apple juice or apple pie? Or is it all apple content or just select?
No, it's just raw apples.
Okay. That's the worst thing.
It scratches your throat?
Yeah.
It makes your throat scratchy. It doesn't literally scratch your throat.
That's different.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened to throat guy.
It's like it's a similar sensation as like when as my cat allergies begin to develop. But that's also in my nose and everything. This is just in my throat.
That's why you stopped eating cats.
Stuffed with cum.
What?
Oh.
My throat is a little bit stuffed with cum.
I don't remember that at all. Like, is that the first time we played that drop?
No, maybe once in a blue moon. I'll reel that one out.
Damn.
I want to quickly mention breaking news. We were talking about how it was weird that the band apologized, but Sophia Urista did not apologize. Mm-hmm. Well, I can report now that Sophia has, in fact, apologized.
Oh.
Moments before the Metal Injection live cast went live.
Was it because she didn't get all of the piss in the man's face that she apologized?
Well, here, let me Baseball. Read her apology.
Sure.
She says, and I quote.
Say it sexually.
Hey, everyone. I want to speak to my performance at Rockville Metal Festival in Daytona. I have always pushed the limits of music and on stage. That night, I pushed the limits too far.
My liquid density of my piss was unacceptable on that night. It's awful.
I
Low
love
volume.
My family, the band, and the fans more than anything. And I know that some were hurt or offended by what I did. I apologize to them and want them to know that I didn't mean to hurt them. I am not a shock artist. I always want to put the music first. And I'm grateful for all your continued love and support.
And no, I will not be posting nudes.
Please join my OnlyFans.
Yeah, exactly. 30% off.
Poor Sophia.
Promo code Metal Injection. Right? Do we have that to offer the listeners, Rob?
We can get it going.
Oh man!
Change your name to Sophie Pupista.
Just shit on people.
Put out some new content. Can't do the same exact thing she did.
No, you got to up it. You got to yes and.
Find a niche. Find a poop niche.
Well, the poop is our G.G. Allen already covered that though. He's dead, so.
Right. No one remembers him. Fucking that dumb dope. No, it's a long time ago.
Really, this is like their next tour. She has to shit on someone.
She is Gigi Allen.
I poop so much. It's true.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's go through this questionnaire that Sid was suggesting. This is like a viral Twitter thread, and we can go through it. So first concert. My first concert was Korn and Staind at the Nassau Coliseum. 1999.
Who'd you go with?
One of my friends, Thomas and Patty.
Oh.
And my mom paid a neighbor of ours to drive us, and he just waited for us in the parking lot.
Wow, Thomas and Patty didn't have someone to
pen.
So we all kind of like pulled together money to pay him to like drive.
Do you remember the name of the neighbor?
Simeon.
Sophie Urista.
Oh, no.
So what how about the rest of you? First concert.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he toured.
He's not a performer.
I think I've mentioned this on the show, but my first concert was when I was 13, and it was Bon Jovi. And I didn't even really like Bon Jovi. I got my mother to buy two tickets for me to impress a girl who really liked Bon Jovi a lot, and actually three tickets because my mother drove the both of us there. And basically maybe even four, because I think I remember I went with another fourth person, a third kid. And she spent more time, like, talking to the other kid.
Oh.
So it was like a waste of money. We sat all the way in the back, second from the last row. And I think it was Giant Stadium.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. That makes sense.
And, and it was awful. Couldn't see anything. It was just like listening to Bon Jovi on the radio. It was terrible. It was one of the worst experiences. And I basically got my heart crushed because I had, like, a junior high crush on this girl, and she wasn't into me.
So do you like Bon Jovi even less since then, just because of the connection?
If I'm being objective, I can't really blame Bon Jovi. And also, in addition to that, it would be hard to like them any less than I do.
Could I ask a personal question, Darren?
Please.
Would you say this young lady gave love a bad name?
In retrospect, yes. I'm so old, I don't think that album was even out yet. But, maybe.
Well, there's no way he was playing Giant Stadium without that record being out.
That's probably true. Yeah, that might have been the tour for that record. It was 1987, so I don't know.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that's Slippery When Wet time.
Love that shit. It's one of my first favorite bands.
Well, that's my
story. Sid, what was your first concert?
Well, I feel like I've talked about this before. Do we count, like, first actual concert of any kind, or the first concert where I was like, it's my choice to go to this concert, I didn't go with, like, family? Because my first concert of any kind was Alla Pugachova in Minsk. Yeah! When I was, like, 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, that family. Counts. That's it.
But my That's first, it. Like, real concert that I chose to go to was Foo Fighters on their first headlining tour. In like 1994, 1995, something like that. And that was wonderful. A great start to my actual concert career at a venue that almost instantly went out of business after that show.
I saw Sonic Youth in 1995 at that same venue, I think, at the Academy.
Yep. That's right.
Very nice. So then last.
I still have the T-shirt from that show.
Oh, my God. I do not. I got a shirt at the Foo Fighters show I went to, but I definitely don't still have that shirt.
Was it like the first record T-shirt, like the gold one?
With the gun, it was like pinkish. It was. Like,
I remember. I remember. You'd wear that with like a long sleeve shirt underneath a lot.
Sometimes, if it was cold, it's true. Robert,
what was
last
concert. My last concert was GWAR. I went to see GWAR a few weeks.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That oh no, actually, my last concert was this drummer, Nate Smith. Who I believe I highlighted on my Spotify playlist last week.
That is right. Durinsky?
The last concert I saw was in Montreal, and it was 2 years ago, and it was that I put footage up that I took.
Oh, that's right.
And I can't remember the name of the band. It was like a Metallica cover band or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Any of you remember who it was?
I do not remember.
But it was really good. But that's and then COVID happened.
Yeah. So.
We just happened to be in Montreal, and I guess we looked around at who was playing, and we went to that show. It was really good.
Much like you, my last concert was also on a vacation right before COVID. It was in December of 2019. I saw the Get Up Kids in New Orleans because I looked at the concert schedule for the weekend we were there, and that was the band that I had heard of that was playing. So I was like, all right, let's go see the Get Up Kids. Why not? It's a thing to do. We could say we saw a concert in New Orleans. And it was an okay show. It wasn't great. They're a little bit past their prime, but that was the last show. Lonnie?
I saw the Menzingers and the Dirty Nil, who opened for them last week.
So half of us haven't seen anything since the pandemic, and the other half are actively, like,
seeing
shows.
I think I've gone to, like, five shows since the pandemic.
You're out of control. Yes.
I don't
Best
think I
show.
Would. I would have been going to many shows even if there wasn't COVID-19 anyway. But can't really blame that. Best show. Who goes?
Robba.
Roger Waters, Yankee Stadium, doing The Wall. And it was really, really good.
Sid and I are going to have the same one.
Yeah. So, Durinsky, you go.
Oh, also Roger Waters?
No, that's not what I meant.
In 1994. Four, I went to like Orange County or whatever, upstate New York, and it was I forgot what county is which up there, but like it was like a like some kind of dog track or something like a, it was a, like a nice sized thing, but it was like some kind of racing, and we were just standing in hay the whole time, and I saw Danzig, Suicidal Tendencies, and Metallica on the same
great tour.
Wow,
great show.
Wow,
it's pretty fun.
Actually, let me go. I might change my mind. I think that the best show was probably when I went and saw Bon Jovi, and I was like, I don't know, 12, and I just kept talking to this girl, and then she went and talked to the other kid that was there, and it was just pure bliss.
And then he went out to marry her.
Yeah, yeah. It should be your love is like good medicine.
Yes, God, I fucking hate you. What the fuck is that?
But now the real answer for both Lottie and I believe, is the first time we saw Fugazi, right? At the Palladium, they played like north of 2 hours. They did like three or four encores. We were like only starting to get into them then, and we both were like, that's the greatest thing we've ever seen. And they earned fans for life.
I want to say it was May 1st, 1997.
Sounds right. And the heartbreaking thing is they have a whole live series where they basically recorded every fucking concert, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of concerts over the span of like a decade. And you can get every concert pretty much on this website except that one. Like, that one is still not available. And it's like the fucking holy grail for me.
It never will be.
Yeah, it's such a bummer. And on the site, like, they have it like really like detailed, like for every show. And it does say that that show was recorded, but the recording is not fucking available to download for whatever reason. And it's infuriating. But one day we will get
it. I have it, and I just won't release it. I refuse.
Son of a bitch.
But it sounds great.
Son of a bitch.
Do you have the date, if any listeners have a bootleg?
He said, I think it was May 1st.
The date that I just said, maybe? May 1st, 1997. But thanks for listening, Rob.
Okay, the worst.
Called you out for not listening.
The worst concert.
He didn't hear you.
He wasn't listening.
Put damn ice cream in his ears.
Rob, you go first usually, right?
Can I ask what counts as a concert? Because, I mean, I've seen a lot of shitty bands with like five people standing there listening to them. But do those even count?
Sure.
I was going to say, like, maybe based on whether they're on a real label or not might be the threshold of a concert.
I feel like you could answer that whichever way you prefer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So who goes?
Robert.
I can't remember the band name. They were this really bad doom band that just played one riff. You know, like, they were these stereotypical bad doom band. Let me try to think of the name. Somebody else go.
I saw Alex Skolnick Trio. I don't know if that counts.
They were great.
Worst. That wasn't the worst. It was just boring as fuck. But I'm trying to, I've seen a lot of my friends' shitty bands that are just awful, and you have to stand there. And I don't know, I'm going to have to think on this a little more. I'll go at when everyone else is done. Let me think.
All right. So for me, and this was also a lot of these answers are shows that Lonnie was also at. Like, this was a show Lonnie was at. I don't know if he's going to say it also. But there was one time we saw Less Than Jake open for Blink-182. Right. Or maybe it was vice versa. Maybe it was Blink-182 opening for Less Than Jake, actually. And Blink-182, who I hated anyway, but like, they did this thing where, like, starting from the halfway point of their set, before every song, they were like, all right, that's our last song. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Play another song and do it over. So we kept getting excited thinking
that
their set is done finally, and we'll get to see the band we actually want to see. And then it was like at least half an hour, 45 minutes of them doing, like, which I'm sure is why they did it. Like, it worked, like they were trolling work, but it was so infuriating. It just made a bad set even worse because I kept thinking it was done and then it wasn't.
I feel like we saw them so many times. I saw them so many times, like opening or that stuff. Yeah. This was really hard to answer because I've seen so many bad things for work or because of like bad bands that like Sid and I had to see. So I thought of like something that was just like disappointing or a band that I like that I just think like really sucks live and that I don't probably ever want to see again. And it's Green Day. Mm. I cannot fucking stand what they do in between, like, every song to stretch every song.
Hello!
Yeah, I hate it so much, and it makes everything so much long. Like, Longview is a great song, and then what they do is they just kill it by, like, doing all this audience participation stuff in the middle, and, like, I just really fucking can't stand it. Maybe the first time I saw them, like, it wasn't as bad, whenever that was, Sid will probably remember. But, like, in the past 20 years, the two times I've seen them, it's my fault for going, not doing that again.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Green Day. Also, now they just look ridiculous.
They look ridiculous. They had a Broadway musical. Remember that?
I'm going to just say Disturbed at Mayhem Fest because it was one of those nights at Mayhem Fest where there was a big after party. So we were like, all right, I guess we'll stick around for the after party. But the thing is, the party does not start until the final note of the headline band, which was Disturbed. So it was like extra punishment, it felt like, because it was like, just finish. I want to drink. I want to eat. Stop playing. It was not good.
Loudest.
Wait, I didn't give mine.
Oh.
But I think also the Bon Jovi one is pretty disappointing.
yeah.
But I don't want us to give the same answer twice. So I would say when I went to see Metallica and Guns N' Roses, like Metallica was really good. But then like Guns N' Roses showed up, Axl Rose showed up about 45 minutes late. And everybody was just kind of just standing there. They're just playing music over the PA. Everyone was getting agitated. And then he got there and he was like half into it. And it was like, it was just a really shitty set. So that would be my worst one.
You know what's very funny? I was listening to another podcast today, a basketball podcast, where they actually also talked about this tweet and gave their answers. And one of them had the exact same Guns N' Roses answer that you just gave.
I feel like 45 minutes is early for Axl Rose to be late.
Yeah, but I never had experience.
Yeah, I know. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
And to your point, Lonnie, another one of the worst concerts I saw, after I broke my ankle, my ankle was, like, my cast was off, but I was still on crutches. And for some reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to go to a concert at Roseland. And I went to see the Mars Volta, and it was brutal. It was, and I love the Mars Volta, but all they did was the shredding equivalent of what you're complaining about with Green Day. They would stretch out the songs and just noodle endlessly. And it wasn't even anything. It was just, you know, like the same.
It probably is great if you're on acid or ecstasy or whatever they were.
Yeah,
on. For them, it's probably awesome.
Like, that doesn't sound. I'm sure that like sucked, especially if you were injured or whatever. But that, yeah, it's just like with that. Hey, oh my God, it's the worst. Just stop.
All right,
like
loud.
60 years old.
Do it, Rob.
I would say Motorhead. I saw Motorhead at South by Southwest, and I was lucky enough to be able to go to the side stage and see it from side stage, and it was like you could barely make anything out because it was all just a wall of sound.
Durinsky.
I got a tie. I saw, I think this was at Roseland, by the way, which you just mentioned. I saw Death, and I went with a few friends after work, and I wasn't like a big Death fan.
Nobody is.
Either Death I was not a fan of, and kind of I have no earplugs or anything. Just blew my eardrums out. I didn't totally hate it. It was like a good, like I kind of like, I was like, oh, this is what they're about, okay. But yeah, that was really hard to deal with. Another one was when I saw Megadeth and Quicksand together, and also a small venue. And that was loud. I've seen Megadeth a lot, and that was like the loudest I've ever heard Megadeth, probably because they were in a closed space. And wow, that was just incredibly fucking loud.
All right, for me, and this is another show that Lonnie was at, I have a few answers to this, but like I'm going to go with the one that most directly affected me. I don't know if it was like necessarily that the volume was the loudest, but I was right next to the fucking speaker. One time we saw Rancid at a very small venue. And we were right next to the PA, and the next morning I woke up with dried blood in my ears. So I would say technically that must have been the loudest personal concert experience I've ever had.
Jeez.
It's just not a thing that I can really remember, but the only thing that I can think of that I kind of remember thinking it was really loud was when I saw Godflesh a few years ago.